Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated in any way with the artists who make them. Also, while we're not the rowdiest bunch, we are adults goofing off, so sometimes we might say some things some people wouldn't want their kids to hear.
The music in this series was created by Ben Prunty. Check him out on Bandcamp or wherever you listen to music.
Previously on Valerian and Laureline and the City of a Thousand Planets. Having found the secret island in Sector L-630E, our heroes were captured by the ghosts of the island, the Astrozoans. After being brought before the supposed leader, Jolene, Bubble revealed her true form and was then reunited with her father, King Torimbo. Tensions rose as the group discussed what to do with Representative Mao, but they were interrupted by General Octo Barr and dozens of his soldiers. The soldiers quickly surround the village, all outfitted in the same armor Valerian and Laureline and Bubble are wearing. They are carrying rifles that seem to be an upgraded version of the pistols that they all carry. You count at least 24 soldiers, along with Octo Barr himself. He's resplendent in his highly polished armor, adorned with a variety of ribbons, medals, and useless cogs and gears that seem to be glued haphazardly onto his chest plate and shoulders. He taps his foot and calls out to the group.
Ah, Major Valerian and Sergeant Laureline, you have found Mao's kidnappers. I was worried you'd miss out on all the fun.
Wait, do you outrank me, Valerian?
Yeah, obviously I do. That's been a thing the whole time.
I honestly did not know that.
What?
Anyway, No? Yes?
What?
I guess
no? Yes? What fun? I'm sorry. I'm also no-yesing.
Look, this has become a very tense interplanetary, intercultural, interspecies event, and, like, having at least 24 soldiers, I'd like to point out to everyone that our GM said at least 24 soldiers, mm-hmm. So keep your eye on that
Space Master.
Our Spice Master said that. So having like 24 soldiers here is like maybe at not least. A great thing, Octobar.
Yeah, what's going on? Where did you come from?
What are any soldiers doing here?
Well, I mean, okay, to be fair, y'all did kidnap a very important person. Obviously, soldiers are going to go after them. That's why we're here. We're soldiers. We went after them. But, like, why are there more soldiers? Yeah.
They sent you, right?
Well, but
yeah, that's...
We're not really soldiers, for one. We're more like marshals. And there's just two of us.
Yeah. Yes, I think the question we all want to know is, why are there more now?
Well, Major Valerian, when you sent me your message saying that they were shapeshifters of a sort, I felt, well, shapeshifters are very dangerous creatures, and we must respond in force.
That seems racist.
Dangerous? We're not dangerous.
It does seem a little racist. No, that seems a lot of racist. That seems real bad.
Well, back 25 years ago, I thought we had wipe this miserable species off the face of the galaxy. So, when I heard they were still kicking about, I decided to bring enough firepower to make sure this time.
How close is he to me?
Oh, he's pretty far. He's still about... He's about 150 feet away from you.
Does he get, like, a megaphone?
No, he's just very loud.
Yeah, I guess he's okay.
What? I'm sorry, what?
So it was you. You killed my people.
Yes.
But why?
Well, your people showed us the mule converters, and I just, you know, I saw a mass amount of wealth, and I didn't feel like tying up Earth's soldiers and technology in some strange alien crusade to rescue some sort of princess. So I decided to take the mule converters and get rid of the witnesses.
How'd that work out?
Not well. It was only after we thought we'd wiped your people out that we realized we needed one of you to activate the converters.
Yep.
So this time, we'll make sure to leave at least a few of you alive.
I don't.
Well, it's not going to happen this time.
Yeah, I don't think we could, like, just let you do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please.
Yeah, no, you should go. I've talked enough.
No, please.
No, please, you.
I insist.
No, I insist. Major Valerian, Sergeant Laureline, yes. You will apprehend the two aliens that are with you, bring them over here, and we will take care of the rest.
How's Mao doing?
Mao is still kind of cowering in the tent, and she's okay. A little shaken. She's like, oh no.
Okay.
Did we wipe out a whole species? She's having a kind of an existential crisis right now.
Hierarchy-wise, does she have, like, can she tell the military what to do? Is she, like, the commander-in-chief? Or is she? She's just a representative, isn't she? I keep forgetting that she's not like space president. She doesn't really have that much power.
Yeah, she's a representative here. You would give me a sense motive. Give me a sense motive roll.
Okay, 17 plus.
That's pretty good.
8 is 25. 25.
You did it.
Hell yeah!
With a 25, you get the feeling that Mao's commands will not be heard by this man's ears. In fact, it seems like he told you to arrest the Astrozoans and bring them out of there, and he would take care of the rest. You get a feeling that Mao is one of the people that he's going to take care of.
Oh, snap.
Maybe. This is a kind of a coup situation.
I want to, like, look at Valerian and have, like, you know, a telepathic conversation. I'm not actually going to have a telepathic conversation, but, you know, just to see if Valeria and I are on the same page. We just had a pretty big argument, honestly, and, like, I want to see if we're on the same page and if things are cool.
Valerian returns your telepathic gaze with a real gaze that says, yeah, no, we're on the same page. Let's... I don't know how to say fuck this dude up without saying fuck this dude up.
Okay.
You say your eyes make that. Yeah. Your eyes say that.
Yeah, they do.
General Akhtobar.
Yes.
Concede this our resignation. And I'm going to draw my pistol and fire at him.
All right, we're going to roll some initiative, everyone.
Initiative.
11 for Laureline.
18.
That's one of my better initiative rolls. I just said I was like, I'm going to kick things off in this combat, and I'm actually going to have to wait like 18 turns to do it.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. I got 13.
13, okay. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of numbers to write down, so hold on just 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep having combats that have like 80 guys in it.
Listen, it's going to be all right.
No. I'm sure it is.
25 plus fact, in this one.
I don't like what you're doing to yourself, Alex.
No, because I've made it really easy on myself, and I'm going to tell you what's happening. I'm going to set the scene for you.
Okay.
20 of the soldiers have fanned out around the village. They are going to be engaged with the some odd 50 Astrozoans that are in the village. Now, the Astrozoans have a numbers advantage, but the soldiers have a technological advantage. So at the end of the second round, I'm going to roll a d6 to see how many soldiers are lost, and then I'm going to roll a d12 to see how many Astrozoans are lost. And that's how I'm going to take care of the big numbers.
That's actually a really cool idea.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't mean to say that as if you don't have cool ideas ever. Yeah, very good.
Now,
are these the cool robot guys from the movie?
No, these are just dudes.
Well, I respect that, but also too bad.
Well, to
put a pin in that particular hat.
Okay, okay.
You, with that really high sense motive roll,
yeah.
You intuit that these are definitely the guys that were with Octobar on the planet Tennessee / Mule.
Okay.
That definitely tried to wipe out the Astrozoans the first time.
Oh.
Oh, no.
These are like his special dudes. Okay, and then Octobar and four oh, of boy. These soldiers are kind of in that inner circle that will be engaging you.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Now the cool. scene has been laid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I don't suppose I get some sort of, like, surprise attack or something.
Absolutely not.
With my... Oh, really? Because I think he felt like I was on his side, and then suddenly I wasn't, and I shot a gun at him? No? I don't know.
Well, you pulled... You said that you quit, and then you pulled your pistol out. I think he couldn't... I think he was ready for you to not be on his side.
I can see that.
Also, your poor initiative roll kind of took care of that, too.
So I like, dropped my gun. It was going to be cool, and then I was like, ah, and it's only going to take me, like, a second to pick it back up, but still... I was like, ah, that was going to be so cool.
Still have a lot of people to process. Hold on just a second. Wow, Laureline, you're really going almost last.
I mean, though, my initiative modifier is 2. That was one of my better initiative rolls of this whole series.
So, seeing this exchange, Jolene lets out a guttural scream. And surges forward with a giant spear and lashes out at Octobar. And she rolled a 19. Holy crap.
Way to go, Jolene.
I imagine Jolene. Undyne
oh, from yeah.
Undertale.
Absolutely, right?
But Jolene, yeah.
Jolene has some big ol' Undyne energy. Jolene lashes out with her spear and catches Octobar in the shoulder.
Oh, man, she's going to kill him before we can. Jolene, don't. I'm begging you. Don't take my man.
He did it, everyone. Everyone, pause for claps.
Everyone
pause for
claps. Everyone, thank you. Okay. I have the lyrics open in front of me. I was, like, scrambling to make a joke.
Scrambling. I can get it. All right, Valerian, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot. I'm going to shoot my pistol.
Who are you going to shoot at?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it. I guess all of the soldiers are, like, behind Octobar, right?
Yeah, the four that are with him are slightly behind him.
I'm gonna try and take out the head. I'm going to shoot General Octobar with my pistol.
Pistol, shoot him.
I'm gonna... Oh boy, we rolled pretty low. Let's see what we can add to that if it goes up higher. No, probably not. It's a 14.
A 14 does miss.
Yeah.
Your shot. You square up to aim at Octobar, but Jolene gets in your way, so you have to jerk your shot to one side, and it sails off into the jungle.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to accidentally shoot her.
it kills like a bird.
Yeah, it's quite
oh, no.
like.
Yeah. You hit me, Ethan Hawkman.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawkman, get out of here.
I can't now. I'm dead. It is now Octobar's turn. Octobar, being engaged with Jolene, pulls something out of his coat pocket, and everyone give me a perception check.
14.
19.
Valerian and Laureline, you are obscured by Jolene, so you don't exactly see it, but Bubble, you see him pull out this strange aerosol can. Looking thing.
Is it smelly in here?
It is smelly. And he unloads it onto Jolene. And you see Jolene recoil. And
he uses all words are made up.
That is. As she recoils, you see that her liquid body begins to solidify where this aerosol has touched her.
Oh no.
It's
in a cold way?
It's trichlorotefillene.
It's trichlorotefillene, yeah.
There's like a real thing that sounds almost like that, but that's not correct.
Oh lord. There's a lot of damage to Jolene.
Oh no! Jolene! Jolene!
Jolene.
Jolene.
All right, Bubble. It is now your turn.
Oh, well, I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
The king is still right there, right?
Yeah, you are standing next to your father, King Tarimbo.
I'm gonna
turn
him.
Whose name I regret more and more every time I say it.
I'm gonna turn him.
Daddy, this is real bad here. Do you still have the Frickalorp?
The Frickalorp.
I could really use it right now.
And for those who are not aware, Jeanette is using her word from All Words Are Made Up, and the word they've chosen is Frickalorp. And Jeanette, what do you imagine?
Like you sound like you're a spelling bee modifier. The word is Frickalorp.
Can you use it in a sentence, please? Jeanette, what do you imagine the Frickalorp is?
It's kind of like one of those large slingshots that this kind of attaches to your wrist.
Okay.
And then the ammo is like these bluish green spheres.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a large pearl, kind of.
Okay, yeah. I dig it.
And they emit kind of a glow.
I like it. Yes, you can totally, he goes.
Yes, my daughter, I do have the Frickalorp that you had during your trials as a young person.
And he fishes them out of his robe and unwraps them reverently with a cloth. And there's the Frickalorp, and he presents it to you.
Thanks, Daddy. I'm gonna do my best.
He hands you a little pouch with the ammunition in it. Just some stats on this. So the Frickalorp has a range of about 60 feet, and it does 4d6 damage. 4d6 damage. But you only have about 8 shots with it.
Okay.
All right. So I will count this as your movement, basically, to receive this weapon. So you can still do an attack action if you'd like.
Okay. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to try to shoot Octobar.
All right.
Right in his face.
Make me a ranged attack.
I rolled a 15 and I have a 7. So I got a 22.
22.
That's all right.
It does hit. Roll me some damage. It's 4d6.
I got 10 damage.
10 damage. All right. So you strap the, what did you call it? A Fuddrucker?
Yeah.
The Frickalorp.
The Frickalorp. You attach the Frickalorp to your arm and you reach into the pouch and grab one of these pearls, load it into the cradle, draw it back, and you say something like, suck on this, and release it, and this pearl flies out and hits Octobar in the neck.
Yeah.
And when it impacts, it almost... Do you know in Star Wars Attack of the Clones, Jango Fett dropped those sonic charges out the back of his ship, and they went, wow, and the big, thing shot out?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what this does.
Cool.
Does it hurt the guys around him?
No, it's very contained. It's kind of small, but it just kind of explodes out in this disc thing. And it lacerates his throat a little bit.
Ugh.
Not too deeply, kind of like a bad shaving nick. But you did some damage. You did some good damage there.
Yeah, Tinsy, stop saying ugh. We need him to get more than shaving.
I mean, this
nicks.
Is good. These are. I'm sorry. Yeah, take that jerk. Yeah, take that jerk.
All right, so that's your turn. Next is Tarimbo, and he's got a staff with him, and he's like,
no longer will I let you harm my people.
And he flicks it, and do you know the weird switching weapons from Bloodborne?
Yes.
His staff flicks out and becomes this massive spear.
Cool. I like the Kirk hammer, personally, but I get it.
Well, he's a spear guy.
Yeah.
And he rushes in and attacks one of the soldiers because Octobar is kind of occupied.
Octobar is octopied.
Yeah, he is. 6 damage to the soldier. But he runs up and thrusts his spears and gets one of these soldiers kind of in the soft part right under your armpit.
Mm-hmm.
Stabs him up real good.
Gross.
And now it's the soldiers' turn. Several of them open fire. Basically, one on each of you and one on the king. I'm just going to roll their attack once and apply it to all of you.
Okay.
Just because it's faster that way.
It sure is.
So that is a 26 against each of you.
Yeah, that hits a little bit.
Does that hit everybody?
Yeah, just barely. Yeah, just barely.
Yeah.
Wait. Is this kinetic or energy?
This is energy. They're shooting you with their rifles.
Well, yeah, then that does hit. Yeah.
They all open fire and, well, they rolled really low too. Okay, cool. So they all do 10 damage to each of you.
And that comes out of our
stamina. Yeah. So you all take 10 stamina damage as these laser blasts from their rifles impact your armor, and it kind of absorbs the majority of it, but it still hurts.
Okay. All right. Well, does it hurt? Or did my armor absorb
it? Well, no, it stings. It's like getting punched. Like, if you, like, wear a pillow and then somebody punches you in the pillow, you still feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might go through it a bit.
But. I mean, I wouldn't, but the average person would, certainly.
We're going to test this out later and see how much you wouldn't. All right. Laureline, it is now your turn.
Oh my god, finally. And I go, consider this our resting... Oh. Okay. All right, I have a question. So yeah. I'm looking through my stuff here. I'm looking through my stuff. I have a backup generator. I don't think that's going to help us. I got the rebreather. And I got a load. I used to have a cool drone, but don't have that anymore.
Right.
So now I've got that load lifter. And so the load lifter lets me... Okay. I'm asking permission for something here. I'm on my hands and knees begging the Space Master. The load lifter lets me... the amount of bulk I can carry while wearing my armor is increased by 3.
Right.
I know that doesn't really mean I can pick up, like, a heavy rock and throw it. It means I can, like, carry... Like, my inventory space is, like, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, could I maybe, like, pick up a rock and throw it? Let's say I'll even offer this. We'll say that like it damages the load lifter if I use. Like I'm not supposed to use it that way.
I mean, honestly, though, I think a load lifter would help you lift things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you throw a big rock.
Well, I mean, what's something heavy nearby me?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
Is Jolene gonna be okay?
Depends on who he throws it at.
Yeah, I may not. I may not do that. I. Look, I know he's making us save him for last. That's why Jolene's there. 7 plus 10, 17.
You see a sizable seashell, actually.
Is it by the seashore?
It is not by the seashore. That'd be a little bit farther away. This is in the village. It's right there near your feet.
Yeah.
It's probably the closest thing you can get to. It looks like it weighs about 50 pounds.
Holy shit.
It's a big seashell.
What class?
I saw a seashell the other day in real life that weighed 500 pounds.
No.
Mm.
So this is a thing.
That's a real thing.
Anyway, though, I'm going to pick up that seashell. And is it kind of like disc-ish, like flat-ish?
It's like a conch shell.
Oh, okay, no. Okay, so I'm going to try to throw it at... Are there any, like, soldiers clustered up somewhere?
I mean, there's two off to the right and left of Octobar.
Okay, I'm going to try to throw it and try to hit two of them at a time. No,
it sounds like you got to
try.
You got like a 7-10 split going on right now, though.
I tell you what, you can definitely try to hit one, and if you roll high enough, we'll see about it hitting the other one.
That works. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make an attack by throwing this shell. Gonna try to get a little spin on it, like a football, so the like pointy end like kind of drills into him, you know.
Okay.
What would I do for this?
That should be a ranged attack.
Okay. All right.
Because you're throwing it.
18 plus 6 is 24.
Dang.
24 is good, and it does beat their AC.
You know, there's actually
by more than 5.
I hate to like tell on myself, but there is actually a thrown attack as well.
Uh-huh. Is it worse?
Yeah, it is.
Well, maybe you need to use that one then.
Yeah, so it's actually 21.
It's a 21. That's still not bad. You still hit him, but it's not going to hit both of them.
Yeah. Damn, I made our thing less cool. I'm such an idiot.
So what do I do for damage on a thrown 50-pound seashell?
but can I add the 3 from my load lifter?
Yeah, it'll be plus 3 damage. So okay, yeah. Roll me 3d6.
All right.
Plus 3.
What? Seven. It does more d6s than the pistols?
12. It's a big, 50-pound seashell.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I have very low ammunition for this.
I'm not going to let Ben do this twice.
20. Okay. 20.
Yeah, you're right.
I got 20.
20, okay. Ooh. So I'm going to say that was that soldier number three.
Do I make a Wilhelm scream?
He goes, "Mwah!"
So he did, he did a Blasius scream.
As you rear back to throw this seashell, a little hermit crab scutters out and is like,
and you but it's a normal size. It's a normal size hermit crab.
Oh yeah, right? He's super tiny. He was like,
"No, this is my
I found the I found the jackpot."
This is my mansion.
And you see
a lot of clams for it.
As it slams against his shoulder, the shell just evaporates. It disintegrates into a million pieces.
The soldier's shoulder.
The soldier's shoulder.
I should not have poured myself a glass of wine before we did that.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm gonna calm down a little bit here.
All right, it's now Mao's turn. Mao is still reeling from her existential crisis about being part of
great.
I'm so near glad genocide.
So glad she's in the turn order.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're back up to Jolene. Jolene, reeling from this weird spray that got forced upon her, is going to make another spear attack against Octobar and misses.
Mm-hmm.
Quite badly.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it took a lot out of her. Valerian, it is now your turn.
It's my turn. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am going to... All right, listen, Alex, listen.
I'm listening.
For my trick attack, mm-hmm. I have in my abilities that I can use my sense motive for a +4 bonus to make a trick attack.
Okay.
I don't know how we came up with that, but I have that written on my character sheet, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, roll a sense motive.
Okay. I'm going to roll a sense motive. A 12 plus 4 is 16 plus 11 is 27.
27. Yeah, you definitely succeed on that.
Yeah.
You're all.
Okay.
Wait, who are you fighting
again? I'm fighting, right now, I'm fighting one of the guys next to Octobar, who...
Oh, one of the soldiers.
Maybe hasn't been hit yet. Yeah, okay. One of the soldiers. Maybe the one to his left. I think Norlin got the one to his right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so... It.
So you're going to shoot one of the ones that's near the king.
Okay, but I get my regular damage too, right? Because this is just plus 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3 d8s and 2 d6s.
Yeah. That's a lot of damage.
Oh my god. I rolled 3 ones. You have got to be kidding me.
Nice. I like that.
That almost merits the... Burr, 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 burr. It burr, almost burr, burr. Does. I rolled 5 dice and 3 of them are ones. So that's 14.
14. That's still not bad. So... You take your pistol and you look at this guy and say...
I say, the sense motive. What does my sense motive reveal?
Well, you're using your sense motive. I guess you use sense motive as part of this. So you're looking at this guy and he seems to be favoring his left leg.
Oh,
and so
okay.
You shoot him at his left leg and he goes, "Oh, my leg! How dare you shoot my leg! It's where I keep my peanuts." And
say goodbye to your peanuts.
His peanuts get honey roasted. And it's now Octobar's turn. Octobar is going to spray Jolene once again with his spray.
No.
And he does a lot more damage to Jolene. Jolene, you see, goes down to a knee. and she's holding on to her spear for like dear life, mm-hmm. trying to hold herself aloft. And as he's spraying Jolie with this spray, he then raises a pistol with his other hand and shoots at
Jolene. Get out of there,
Valeria.
No. Whoa. And he just be getting all the actions, huh?
Does a 24 beat your EAC?
It's because he doesn't care about his soldiers, but we care about each other, so he gets more actions.
Ruthlessness or something.
Yeah. I'm just character assassinating him.
He does 15 damage to your stamina.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, he says as he waves his gun at you.
No, I wasn't thanking you. I was thanking the Space Master.
Bubble.
I'm going to try to get up there and save Jolene.
But, okay.
I'm looking at this jump jet that I have yet to use. I don't know if that actually makes me go faster, though.
So the jump jet allows you to fly as part of your movement. I believe it increases your movement range.
Can I just, like, Mario jump over there, kind of?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. It's final battle time. I'm going to use all my items.
Final battle. Use it. All right, so you probably wouldn't be able to reach up there. Jolene has a lot of movement, so she got on up there, but you probably wouldn't have if you hadn't had your jump jet. So you rocket over there and land next to Jolene. What do you want to do now? You want to try to scoop her up and jump away?
Yeah.
Okay. You do that. She's not really resisting you at all.
Everyone gets more actions than us, Valerian.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I think maybe we get more actions and we don't use them.
Yeah, shit.
Did you know?
No.
Did you know?
No.
I was just looking at that and I think...
What?
I think maybe...
Yeah. Wait.
Y'all can do stuff. Y'all just aren't doing it.
Wait. Tell me, Jinsy, tell me what you found.
So, like, these things are not considered full actions that we're doing. A shot is not considered a full action. I just realized that by looking at my trick shot, like, the small print.
Yeah, you can move and then do it.
Yeah, usually, like, I'm basically doing two move actions instead of a move and an attack.
Last time I moved and picked up the seashell, so.
Yeah.
So it's just you, Jinsy. You're the only one to screw with this up.
No. Well, I did. I used all of mine with the trick attack. The trick attack is a full action, so I can't do anything else.
Jinsy, would you like Valerian to move anywhere?
Oh, but he can move still, yeah. No, I think he's fine. I mean, I don't know. Is there something I can just, like, stand behind?
Yeah, just hunker down.
There's not a lot. You could try to take cover inside the tent or the little hut that... that the king was in, but there's not a lot of cover immediately between all of you.
Would that be at a disadvantage to me if I took cover in the little hut?
I don't think it would be a disadvantage to you. It would definitely be helpful for you taking fire.
Yeah, I'm going to do that then because I'm not looking. Yeah, I need to do
that. So you back up and kind of duck into the tent a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bubble. Which direction do you want to jump to with Jolene in tow?
Is there a particular direction that has a lot of the Astrozoans, like maybe some civilians?
To your east is a lot of Astrozoans. There's kind of all around you in a big circle. Astrozoans are fighting the soldiers and such, but like there's a larger concentration of the Astrozoans over to the east.
Okay, I'm going to try to go over there. So I can kind of release Jolene to some civilians that can take her to medic or something.
Yeah, you jump over there. You can't quite jump as far because you've got the extra weight with you, but you can make it over to him and you put Jolene down and some Astrozoans rush over to you like,
Please walk her, don't worry. All
right, take care of her.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to think of something clever.
Thought you were going to say something else. All right.
I tried to, but I got nothing.
All right. Tarimbo turns now. He stabbed this one guy in the leg, and now he's going to try and take a swipe at Octobar now that his way is clear. So Tarimbo turns and takes a slash at Octobar and catches him on the arm. It's now the soldiers' turn. They continue to fire at all of you, and ooh, Lord.
No.
How does a 27 hit all of y'all?
Look, you keep making the number bigger, and they hit before. You know it hits.
Yeah,
I know.
He just wants to hear us say it.
I just want to hear you say it.
It hits.
It hits.
It does hit.
It hits, man. It hits.
All right. And they do...
Wait, but hold on. But I'm in cover. Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, it adds plus 4 to your EAC.
Well, it still hits.
We all
take damage?
Yeah, I'm basically rolling... one attack for all of them, and I'm just matching it to your ACs.
Okay.
So, 18 points of damage for each of you.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Like, to everyone, right?
To everyone. All of you. In fact, let me give that to old Tarimbo here. Laureline.
I'm going to, like, run over to where Valerian is in cover, too.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, kind of join him over there.
Okay.
And, like, I'll slide, and I'll, like, What exactly are you hiding behind?
They're kind of like hiding behind the door jam.
Okay, I'm going to go over there and like kind of get beside you. And I'm going to be like, hey.
Hey.
We might not make it out of these.
Don't talk like that. Of course we will.
And she's like, yeah. But still, I'm not sorry. So instead, I think I'm going to thank you. Because I never did.
Oh. For what?
You know, I never really told you this, but, you know, when you found me in the woods, you know, back in medieval France, you were caught in that trap, and you were trying to pretend like you were not from the future, even though you are very clearly from the future, and... I never told you this. I know I seemed, like, very self-assured, and I seemed like I knew what I was doing. I was surviving and even thriving out in the woods, and I know I talk so much about how much I love France and I'm French, but, like, honestly, I wasn't doing well, and I never really felt like it was my home. And you gave me a home. And we're definitely not going to die, just like you said. But in case we do, I wanted you to know that you are my home.
Thank you, Laureline. You're my home, too.
And she kisses you on the cheek, and then she shoots out the doorway at somebody. I don't know. Who's the nearest person?
Probably one of the soldiers.
Yeah, let's do
it. They're probably kind of all clustered together.
Fuck that person, specifically.
All right.
Oh, I should say, let's see. Let's do an exploit. Wait, no. Oh, wait. So since Bubble got... Tarimbo out of there. And got Jolene out of there.
Jolene.
Oh no, but there's all
Tarimbo's
sorts of
still there.
I can't use explosives, can I? No. I mean I could, but it would be.
You might be able to hit two of them off to the right.
Okay, so I'm gonna switch my gun to the like explosive one.
Alright. So since you don't have quick draw,
right,
switching your gun is gonna take a move action. And since you've already moved.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to shoot what it's already on, which is laser.
Laser, yeah. Roll me an attack roll.
I'm doing it. It's happening. 11 plus 6 is 17.
That does not
hit. Yeah, it doesn't hit. I think I have to get... I'm pretty sure I have to get at least 18 and maybe even higher than that.
Possibly. So your shot goes not so wide, but it does not connect.
She's like, I shouldn't have kissed you.
She's... leave it to Laureline to have a full-on heart-to-heart conversation in the middle of a laser battle.
Mm-hmm. It's very French.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
Mao is still mumbling to themselves.
Mao, you got to get it together.
Mao, get it together, Mao.
Mao's trying. Mao's having a hard time of it. Mao's not a fighter. Mao's a politician.
Yeah. And a scientist.
So now I'm going to roll for the losses. On either side of the larger battle going on around you. One soldier has gone down.
Oh my.
Oh no.
And 6 Astrozoans have gone down. It's not looking good for the Astrozoans.
We are doing so bad.
Hey Tactics here. Just interrupting your finale real quick with a few special announcements. As always, I'd like to thank Jeanette Blasius, my wife, for playing Bubble in this series. You can find her art and cosplay at ink.spitter on Instagram. And she's got t-shirts on TeePublic and Redbubble under Ink Spitter Tees. I also want to thank Ben Prunty for the use of his music from his album, The Chromatic T-Rex. I want to throw a quick reminder that we have a Patreon and a Discord, and we do all kinds of fun stuff in our Discord, and we do all kinds of bloops and other stuff in our Patreon, yada, yada, yada. Here's the important part. For one, I'm going to need y'all to get your submissions in for the rehash, which we will have to record. We'll give y'all about a week after this episode goes up, and then get those retcons in, and we will possibly throw them into our rehash. So there's that. And then secondly, on October the 1st, we are going to have a little party in our Discord celebrating our 100th episode. That's right. Roleplay Retcon has done, or will have done, 100 episodes if you include the rehash for this series. So yeah, we did 100 episodes, or we're about to, so super excited for that. Please join us on, I believe it is a Saturday, October 1st. We're going to hang out, we're going to play some Discord games, and we're going to do a special live recording of a little one-off series. I'm not sure exactly what the details of that are just yet.
Hey, it's Ben from the future. Well, from Alex's future. It's really from the past, but kind of your present, I guess. I'm just popping in to say that since Alex recorded this, we did actually figure out what we're going to be doing for this live show. And it's going to be Disney's The Country Bears using Honey Heist. If you're not familiar with this movie, it's 2002. And it's from when, like, Disney was trying to recapture the success of Pirates of the Caribbean by making some other movies based on their theme park attractions. But it got, like, 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. It lost, like, $17 million. But Alex and I watched the other night, and it's really funny. So you don't have to watch it to enjoy the live show at all. But I kind of recommend maybe you do, because some of the jokes in it are really, really good. But anyway, yeah, live show on Discord at the time Alex said, Saturday, October 1st at 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can get to the Discord server through this episode description, or the link is on our social media, or through our link tree, which is just like linktree.com/roleplayretcon. But anyway, back to Alex.
Roleplay Retcon is a production of Two Fish in a Jug. These episodes edited by myself, Alex Blasius, with sound design by Benjamin Gray. And Roleplay Retcon is a proud member of the Nerdsmith Network. Now, without further ado, I'm going to let you get back to this final episode of Valerian and Laureline in the City of a Thousand Planets. Enjoy! Right, Jolene's going to make a con save, and makes it. Jolene shakes off some of the solid bits from that spray of slogged off of her.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not pretty, but she gets up and shakily takes her spear and hurls it at one of the soldiers, and hits him. Jolene does 12 damage.
Dang, nice. Good job, Jolene.
Her beauty is beyond compare.
Yeah, her auburn locks and something about hair.
Yeah, with flaming locks of auburn hair. But yeah. I'm sure she doesn't have that, right?
Flaming locks of auburn hair. She still has auburn hair, okay?
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Get off my butt.
I guess she can have whatever she wants, huh?
Yeah.
That's so true. Are we saying that she resembles the woman described in the song Jolene?
Does she have eyes? With a squid. Yes.
Does she have eyes of emerald green and a smile like a breath of spring?
She does. She does have all of those, except the hair is obviously a wig because she's an Astrozoan.
Yeah.
Why would she need a wig? It would just be her shape-shifting hair.
Well, she wants it to look that way even when she's in Astrozoan
form. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Valerian.
Yes, that's me.
It's your turn, Valerian.
All right. I want to assess the situation. What do we got here? All five of the main dudes are still standing?
Oh, yeah. They are still fighting. They're bobbing and weaving. Y'all have done some damage to the majority of them, but not a lot.
And the chief guy, king guy?
He's holding his own. He is fighting, but he is looking... He's looking bloodied.
Oh, no. Oh, no, and he is. He's standing right in front of the... Mm-hmm. Octobar?
Yeah, he's engaged in melee combat with Octobar.
Dang nabbit. I'm gonna attempt to make another trick attack.
Okay. Who are you tricking and attacking?
The same dude that I trick attacked last time.
Alright.
The one whose peanuts I exploded.
You exploded his peanuts, and he's not looking great?
Yeah.
Because he's hungry?
Alright. So...
All right, roll me your stealth or sense motive or whatever other ones you said you had or could do.
I'm going to do the sense motive plus 4.
All right.
16 plus 15 is 31.
Holy shit. Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, now I'm going to roll I'm going to roll. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now we're talking.
Oh.
Man, okay. I wish I hadn't wasted it on this guy. I got 26.
26?
Yeah.
All right, you do the same assessment on him with your sense motive, and he is clearly favoring his peanuts that he kept in his pocket that you shot last round, and he's not paying attention. They're now honey roasted. They're now honey roasted, and you shoot him right in his nose, and his head explodes, and he goes down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you really kicked his butt.
I kicked his butt, and I'm not going to move. I'm fine where I am. Thank you.
We're allowed to say ass. You know that, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Octobar looks up at the king and says to him, "You know, it was never personal. It was just to ensure the economic stability of the human race. And, well, you got in the way of that." And he sprays him in the face with the aerosol spray and hurts the King Chirimbo very badly.
Oh no, Daddy! Hang in there, I'll be right there.
Chirimbo falls to the ground.
Oh no.
And then Octobar raises his pistol and shoots at Laureline.
Laureline, don't forget you have a plus 4.
But his pistol clicks.
Oh.
And he goes, blast! And he starts slapping his pistol. Apparently the battery has come loose. Because he rolled a natural 1.
That's the ring of ink, baby!
Bubble, it's now your turn.
Okay, now he's making me mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just...
I was pretty chill before now, but now I'm very angry.
I mean, I was mad before, but now he's really pissed me off. She's gonna... Can she... grab the spear that Jolene just sent through?
No, Jolene threw that spear. It's nowhere near you now.
Does anyone have a spear nearby?
Does anyone have a spear?
Oh, you know what? The king had one.
Yeah, but that's like right up there. Are you gonna run and try to melee him?
I was gonna jump up there, but I was hoping I could grab a spear and then jump, but I could jump, get the spear, and then get him?
Yeah, you can do that. You... use your jump jets to jump up there into melee range, and you take up your father's spear, because Octobar is preoccupied with unjamming his pistol. So you may make a melee attack.
Hopefully. Let's see if I fuck him up. I rolled an 11.
Total?
Yeah.
So you jump up there, and you scream with anger, and you... try to skewer Octobar with this spear, but it goes. He kind of just sidesteps it. He's barely even paying attention to you.
Gonna get him.
All right. Chirimbo looks up and goes like,
"Don't forget, out of here.
No, I have to get him. I can't let him take our people again.
And it's now the soldier's turn. He's definitely passed out. You don't. Okay. You can't tell that if he's dead or not. The soldiers are going to take some shots at y'all. Oh, that's the first time they've rolled pretty low. 14. How does 14 set on everybody?
It don't. That doesn't hit me.
It doesn't settle on me at all.
Okay. The soldiers are kind of in disarray right now. One of their guys just died. They did not expect that to happen.
His face exploded.
You exploded his face pretty good. Loreline, it's now your turn.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. Am I near the guy whose face exploded?
No, you were far away hiding in a hut with Valerian.
Never mind. I thought we killed more guys.
I thought you went outside.
We killed one guy.
We only killed one. Okay. Oh, we only killed one guy, but there's other dead guys, right?
There is one other dead guy that the Astrozoans at large have killed, but they've lost six of their number.
That's not great.
Yeah, we still have at least 22 right. guys.
But there's no dead guys near me.
No dead guys near you. The only ones near you are Valerian and Mao.
All right. So I am going to switch to explosive then.
Okay.
And then I can shoot as long as I don't move, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It takes a move action to switch.
What?
I've moved up there with him now.
Well, I'm not going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot some other guys.
Okay. Yeah, they can shoot the two off to the right, yeah. I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And there'll be enough space to not get you in the blast zone.
Don't rocket me, bro.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to shoot this little explosive shot at them.
Okay.
Ka-choom.
Roll an attack roll.
And it's 20. A dirty 20.
A dirty 20 still hits.
Yeah.
Good job.
Kaboom.
Roll 3d6.
Boom.
Because the explosive will add another d6 onto it, and you'll hit both of, you'll hit everybody in a 10-foot radius, yeah. Which should be two of the soldiers.
I did 10 total damage.
Okay. So one of those guys wasn't even hurt before, and now he took a little damage.
Ha!
All right. Mao is still having, every time I roll for Mao, it rolls low. Let's go see how the soldiers and the Astrozoans are doing. Oh, cool. So six of the soldiers have now gone down.
Oh, snap.
So, or six more. So seven have gone down. But another six Astrozoans have gone down also.
Oh, no.
So 12. This fight's looking rough. Jolene is going to start helping. She is pretty much out of this central fight right now. She's going to go help the other Astrozoans as best she can. Valerian.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
It is.
You can do
yes.
it.
Well, I can do it. I can do it. Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
Everyone believes you.
All right. Thank you. You know what? I think it's time for my made-up word. I've been saving it. I've been sitting on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I think it's time for it.
Because... Let's hear it.
All right. What Valerian is going to do
mm-hmm.
is... Valerian sees that everyone above him is completely incompetent.
Okay.
which are the two people, right? Mao and Octobar. Mao has
I feel exactly the same way. All people who outrank me are kind of dumb. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so, wait, that's me. Hold on. Hold on.
No, these are jokes.
Hey.
These are jokes. You're great. I'm just kidding. You're right. They're clowns, though.
But the ones above me, though, right?
Yeah, clowns. All of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fine. But so Mao is like, bless her heart, she's struggling, right? She's struggling, and she is, like, out of commission, cannot be trusted to make any kind of decisions. And then Octobar is committing treason. He is committing high treason. Has fired upon his superior, or has threatened his superior,
mm-hmm.
and is firing upon his own people in order to commit genocide, which is completely unacceptable. So I'm going to try to take charge of the military. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. With, like, a thing? With, like, an object? With, like...
Does it have to be an object? Yours wasn't an object.
Well, I did. I did invent the Shumas Vargox, like, safe droid that droid. Bubble was disguising herself as.
It has to be an object?
Well, not necessarily. So, we can say you are... Okay. You're using your position to call in a highly classified military code that would then direct command. You're basically calling for a vote of no confidence in your superiors.
Mm-hmm.
So you are.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. What are you invoking?
You're wresting control.
Yes.
And possibly calling for more help to come help you.
You're calling for a code what?
Yeah, now you got to make up a word.
A code... Cuthilala. Yeah.
Code Cuthilala? Are you sure, Valerian?
Yeah, code Cuthilala. I call it code Cuthilala.
No one has actually called it code Cuthilala since the Treaty of Cuthilala was signed in Cuthilala.
Well, I'm doing it right now. We got a code Cuthilala. And that means...
Alright.
I guess we quit anyway, so...
So, what you're going to do... is you're going to pull out your comm device and say that you are calling a code Cuthilala, and you put in your clearance codes and your ident, and what we're going to do is you're going to make a persuasion check against the soldiers in the immediate area. I'll see if any of them fall to this and how many decide to switch sides.
By persuasion, you mean...
I mean diplomacy. So roll a diplomacy to see if this works.
Could it be a different thing? Could I make a case for it to be a different thing?
What? Since it is your made up word, I will let you make a case to make a different thing. What kind of thing?
My case is intimidate because
you know what? Intimidate would work actually. Yeah. Try intimidate.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try intimidate.
Roll an intimidate to see if this sways any of the people here.
Oh my gosh. All right. I rolled an 18 plus 12 is 30. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Man,
all right. Yeah. Let me
gonna be
roll a sense motive pants. Against a 30. And I rolled real bad.
Oh no.
They're going to be in the fetal position now.
All but 11 guys put down their rifles. No, I'm sorry. 11 people. Lower their rifles. Only 5 remained.
Okay.
Shooting. One of them is one of the guys that's fighting y'all, and he's the one that's most hurt because he's like, "Yeah, I don't want to fight anymore."
Good choice. Good choice.
So now we have Octobar and 2 guys who are still fighting us.
Octobar and 2 guys that are still fighting you. It seems like the majority of the people have stopped fighting the Astrozoans around you.
Okay.
I am going to make that be your whole turn, though.
Okay, I understand.
All right, because you just took out a lot of guys. Octobar
peacefully
now turns to face Bubble, and he's going to try to shoot you with that spray, Bubble. I'm going to need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Or fortitude. It's called fortitude, but same thing.
Well, at least that gives me something, but I rolled a 3, so I have 5. Does the WAP suit save me at all?
No, that's against like AC stuff. He's already rolled to definitely hit you.
Yeah.
You take 44 stamina damage.
That's way more than I have.
All right. So subtract 44 from whatever your stamina is, and the rest will go into your HP.
Okay, that's almost all of that too.
Oh no. How much are you left?
Hang on. I have 10 hit points.
Yeah, this stuff is particularly volatile to your race. He also takes his pistol and shoots at Valerian. Valerian, how does a 29 hit you?
It hits me.
He does another 20 points of damage to you, Valerian.
Oh my goodness. So, okay.
How are you doing?
I'm still doing okay. I have 31 hit points.
Okay.
But my stamina's gone.
Stamina's gone, okay. Bubble, it's now your turn.
Well, I'm hurting. I guess I probably am reeling from that for a second. And then I guess I probably am going to drop the spear.
Mm-hmm.
Can I grab the king and try to get out of there?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I'm just going to not take an attack this time. Just try to get out of there.
Okay.
You want me to roll anything?
He doesn't have a melee weapon on you right now. It looks like he has to prime his spray again, so he's not going to be able to hit you or anything.
Okay.
So you grab the king and jump jet out of there. Where do you want to take him toward?
Back to the, basically where I took Jolene.
Okay. You take him over there and lay him at their feet, and they're like,
Saya! Saya, you're hurt!
Help him, please! Please help him.
They go to work at him. I will allow you to make an attack roll if you'd like. Your heckles are up. You're angry at this.
Do you mean hackles?
No, her heckles are up.
Okay.
She's doing a heck of hard time right now.
She's roasting him to death.
I'm heckin' mad. I'm gonna feel the wrath of Tennessee.
So I get the Frickalorp. I strap it to my arm, and I load one of the pearl bits, and I'm gonna shoot it at his face. I rolled a 19, and mm-hmm. I think I get a plus 7, so 26.
You hit him.
Hell yeah.
Roll that damage.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
We can't put that in. But why? Because I do that on the Adventure Zone all the time, and people just think we're stealing their shit.
All right.
Oh, for one, see, I didn't even watch the Adventure Zone. I know.
For one thing, the McElroys didn't invent that.
You know,
the bean commercial did, and I've been saying it for 30 years. So I'm not, they don't get to say that.
I'm not saying anyone here is ripping them off. I'm saying people will think we are.
Well, people, I don't even watch the Adventure Zone. I just know the commercial.
All right. Jeanette, how much damage did you do?
I think it was 8. Yeah.
All right. So you fire another one of these pearls at Octobar, and it definitely hits him. It doesn't look like it does a whole lot, but it does hit him. And now we're going to Tarimbo, who is unconscious. The two soldiers that are left are going to fire at Laureline and Valerian, and they do not hit. They pepper the wall. Now Laureline's turn.
Yeah, it's Laureline's turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll just sit this one out, you know.
All right.
What? No.
Laureline takes a nap.
No, I don't. Wouldn't that be wild though? I'm going to try to change my gun again.
Okay.
I'm going to change to non-lethal.
All right.
And I'm actually going to try to see if I could hit Octobar from here. And so if I miss Octobar and hit someone else, I don't feel too bad about that.
So this non-lethal will be the restraint launcher.
Yeah.
Basically, roll an attack roll, and then the target will have to roll a reflex save, and the DC will be your attack roll.
22.
It's good. It's very good.
It is good, I guess.
Jabbar, let's find his save. His save's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I literally just rolled a natural one.
Boom!
That's the ring of deep, baby!
You flick the selector over to the straight launcher, you square up, and you launch that. And it's almost out of range. It's just inside its maximum range.
Come on.
And this thing flares out like a big net, and Bubble had just left, so he's all clear, and it wraps around him, and he goes, oh, dear, and falls over.
Oh, did you see that?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Wham!
That is a shot to end a career on.
Yeah.
All right. It is now... God, there's not many people fighting left here. It looks like the soldiers around the... Most of them have stood down, basically on Valerian's order. So the others quickly realize they are not in a winning fight anymore. There's vastly, vastly outnumbered. They've killed 12 Astrozoans. There's still a lot more. So they quickly put their guns down. And let me make an intelligence check for the two soldiers around Octobar.
Just see how smart these guys are.
See how smart they are. It's actually Mao's turn, so let me do her. Oh, Mao snaps out of it.
Oh, great. Oh, just in time.
She's like, oh, did we win?
Great.
No, and I've got a Cthulele, so chill out.
And she's like, well, I'm not part of the military, but... at your leave. And it is now Valerian's turn.
Did the guys take an intelligence? Are they still fighting at me?
Yeah, now that it doesn't look like they're stopping fighting, they look like they're about to go help Octobar out of this net.
Oh, all right. I'm going to shoot him.
All right, shoot him.
Can I shoot? Are they together and away from other people where I can explode them?
No, there's actually one on each side of Octobar.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a trick attack.
Yeah, trick attack him.
So I'm going to roll, and I rolled 14, and I get to add 16 to that, so that's a 30. Does a 30 hit?
30 hits, yeah. let me check the book.
Okay.
Yeah, it hits.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm going to roll for it, and I rolled a 19.
Okay. Are you using the exploding?
No, I wasn't. Just regular.
All right. You get an extra D6 if you do the exploding thing.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt the one that put his weapon down.
Oh no, he walked off. He's not standing there anymore.
Oh, yes, I want to do exploding then.
Okay, so roll another D6 on there.
25.
25. That is just enough. You thumb your pistol to the explosive setting and you level it at one of the guys that's about to go help Octobar out of his restraints and. You hit him, and it explodes, and he flies backwards into a heap, and he's out cold.
Mm-hmm.
He actually hits a hut and, like, disappears into it. And there's a big puff of, like dust, and a weird, like, alien chicken flies out, and like, bah, 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 bah.
Nice.
And he's done. He's done with it. And the other soldier looks at that and goes like, you know what? I'm good. And he drops his rifle. And y'all are out of combat.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, we are. All right. Hey, pretty good. Right. We even managed to get the guy without killing him. Managed to.
Yeah, let's go get him. You're under arrest, General Octobar, for everything.
You can't arrest me. I'm General Octobar.
Oh, yeah, and not right now, because I've got a Kethalele. You're under arrest.
Well, it does only...
A Kethalele. Puppycosh.
It does seem, yesterday I really thought the Kethalele was, like, a really problematic thing that just anyone could just take over the military at any time, but, like, it sure worked out for us.
Right? Yeah. High five.
It's almost a really bad idea to have that just laying about where anybody could just do it.
Yeah. Well, it only lasts for 24 hours, and you do have to drain your entire life savings if you do it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're destitute now.
Well, I mean, I didn't have any money anyway.
Yeah, right? We're poor anyway. They didn't think that went through.
While you are apprehending General Octobar, Mao runs over to King Tarimbo.
Bubble's also running over there.
Yeah. Well, I think you were already over there next to him.
Oh, that's right. It just
because you jumped at it over.
Yep.
Mao runs up to Bubble and King Tarimbo. It's like, hold him still. I can help. And she rummages around in her bag that she has on her, and she pulls out this salve. And she mixes it with some things. There's a bit of sand and a jug of water, and she's mixing some things together, and she starts rubbing it on King Tarimbo's wounds. And slowly, very slowly, the calcification that had started to happen around him begins to liquefy again. He takes a shuddering breath.
What did you do?
Just that? A basic something I picked up in anatomy school back when I was a scientist, after all. And she goes to push up her glasses, but she's wearing contacts, and she just shakes her hand and puts it back down. She just
pokes herself between in the bridge of the nose.
Yep. And King Tarimbo looks up at you like, daughter.
I'm here, Daddy.
I need a vacation.
Me too. I'm so glad to be home, and I'm so glad that you're okay. I'm sorry that I was gone for so long, but I tried to find y'all.
It'll be alright.
Yeah. Everything's
going to be okay. Help me up.
Yep.
And you help him up to his feet. And he looks at Mao and back over to Valerian and Laureline. He gives you a little nod of his head.
I will accept that as no, I'm just gonna nod back.
You nod back and he nods back.
And I nod back.
And then you back again and he nods.
Yeah.
And you just sit there all day nodding.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, Miss Mao wasn't. It seems that the person who tried to wipe my people out is currently in shackles. And we have no longer a need to keep you as our guest.
And Mao shakes her head and goes, no, I suppose you don't. And she walks over to Valerian and Laureline.
Hi.
Well, this has been a trying day.
Yeah, I know. just real quick before we forget, it would be great if you could rate us 5 stars for our service today.
Five stars okay, on the Special Operations app. Let me just boot that up.
Great, thank you very much. Thank you.
Do I leave a tip here? Do I just hand it to you?
You could do that. Yeah, either one. You could do that in the app, or you can
just do it through the app.
Yeah. Either one is fine. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
That's she gives you a.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. I will definitely be using you again in the future. She leaves you a $5 credit, 5-credit chip.
Thank you.
Yeah, now I have 5 whole credits.
You got 5 whole credits to your name.
So,
Chirimbo looks up and goes,
so, what happens to us now?
I think you can just go back to Tennessee if you want.
Yeah, your planet's waiting for you, bud.
So we're just cool to go? No repercussions for stealing your representative?
Mal? Are you gonna press any charges?
Look, I have a bubble bath waiting for me back in my quarters. I am more than willing to overlook the kidnapping if the Astrozoans will overlook our attempted genocides.
Attempted. Yeah.
And
well, I mean, you're not all dead, right?
That doesn't really make this better.
Of course, we will make reparations to the Astrozoan people.
There we go. That's what I was saying.
We would love to return to our home planet, Tennessee, but
the least we could do is give you free passage back there.
What guarantees do we have that we're safe again?
Me.
Paperwork. Let's write up a treaty and stuff.
I'll come with you. Let me come with you.
What?
I'm sorry, Valerian. I can't go back to this job. I can't keep working for Esmo anymore. Not after this.
Yeah, but like the ones who were doing the bad stuff are gone now.
You could be an emissary. That would be good.
Yeah. Valerian, I would hope that you would stay on. We need many people in the organization to look out for species like the Astrozoans and keep the, I hate to say it, dickheads like Octobar out of seats of power like this.
And I feel like Laureline, I don't know, but Mal, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this deserves some kind of promotion. wink.
I believe promotions are in order all around.
Yes.
God damn it. See, I'll still be outranked by him.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Valerian, we've done our job here. We did for these people what they needed us for. Let's work for us. Let's work for ourselves.
Like what?
We got a lot.
Like mercenaries?
Okay, well, you can put a dirty word on it, I guess, if you want, but
space private eyes?
We can do lots of things. We have many skills that people will pay money for. If we... I like Mao as much as you do, but if we stay with Esmo, we are just part of the problem.
I don't think you'd be part of the problem. We've been running around for a couple of days. You, me, and Valerian. And I think that humans need something like... Not just humans, actually. All aliens could really benefit from having a couple of humans that care. I don't know what going out on your own... I completely understand that. But I don't know. I feel like there's a potential for good if you stay working for someone that can destroy a whole planet. I kind of would... Like I said, you could come visit and be a ambassador or emissary or whatever.
Well, Valerian is my home. I will go where he does.
Valerian, what do you think?
I think we have the potential to do a lot of good here. Right? Like, if we leave now, then the whole thing's just in shambles. And that's two leaders gone that could help make things right and put things together. But I don't know, if you feel strongly that we should go on out and do our own thing, I'm cool with that too.
Well, that's not... Okay. We have to make a goddamn decision.
I have to make a goddamn decision. I don't want to tell you what to do, Laureline.
You can't just say...
I care about your autonomy.
You can't just reiterate literally what everyone has said already.
Fine, I'm going to make a decision. Laureline, I want to stay, and I want you to stay with me.
Then I will.
Is that okay?
That is all I ever wanted to hear you say.
Is that what you want?
It is.
Okay, all right, cool, let's stay.
And Mao is just sitting through all this, just twiddling her thumbs like, wow, these two really belong together, don't they?
Yep, looks like we're staying.
Yep, we're staying.
Wonderful.
I'm going to reach over and see if Laureline wants to hold hands.
I'm going
to
hold hands.
Oh, okay.
The camera cuts to us holding hands. The
camera cuts to you hold hands, and it pans out, and the Astrozoans are taking care of their wounded, and the soldiers are just like, man, it's a fucking weird day, huh?
Yeah, weird day. Y'all are just, you know.
Yeah, did they commit crimes or not? Like, kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe some court martials are coming up in their future.
Make their asses swim home.
I tell you what, one way to make sure that happens is two particular agents who stay on and see that it happens.
Oh, God.
And we're doing it.
Bureaucracy. Ugh.
Hell yeah.
But
it's okay. This is good. We're doing good bureaucracy.
We pull out from the island and we fast forward through the days. Mao is not really reinstated. She never really was unstated.
Right. She goes back to work.
She goes back to work, and harder than ever, she tells the council of the plight of the Astrozoan people. She lays bare what General Octobar had done and the great injustices that have been happening, and not only restores the Astrozoan people to their planet of Tennessee, but instates them as permanent members of the council on Point Central, where they will have a representative in the galaxy at large. And Bubble, you are actually offered that council seat.
Awesome. Yeah, so I can come visit.
You'll be more than visit. You'll be living on Point Central.
I thought I'd just come once in a while.
I mean, your work will basically be on Point Central.
Jeanette's like, can I work from home like four days a week?
Yeah.
That would be great.
They decide they'll work something out with you. Maybe you can be like a work from home, like 60-40.
Sounds good.
Yeah, 60-40, yeah. Plus you'll get to see your friends Valerian and Laureline, who've now been promoted up in the ranks. They are now both the same rank.
Oh.
Laureline and Valerian are both now field generals.
Congrats.
Ha-ha! Nice, same rank.
Yeah, congrats.
You're both the same rank.
Get there.
Let's be honest. We always kind of were.
Yeah, we were.
Should have been, really. Should have been.
Should have been, yeah.
Functionally, we really were.
Functionally.
Yeah. We act. I never acted like your superior.
You sure didn't. I wasn't even. I didn't even know you were.
I think we established it pretty early on.
You probably did, but I sure forgot.
See?
And things on Point Central get back to normal. And For once, the galaxy looks like it might be a nicer, brighter place.
Come and join the adventure with the Game Night Heroes. Game Master Kevin tells exciting and immersive stories with a rotating cast of players brought from all corners of the internet. Streamers, roleplayers, dungeon masters, and players alike join the round table as the tale unfolds. We are the Game Night Heroes, and you can be too. Episodes come out every Tuesday. Find more information at GameNightHeroes.com. We'll see you out there.